It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond, here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe, the creator and host of this award-winning show, and it's my aim in every episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. We've had a new review I wanted to tell you about and say hi to the person who left it. So hello, Jay Word. You're somewhere in the US and you have an Apple Podcast name I can actually read out. So thank you for doing it. Thank you for leaving us the review. And you said you particularly loved the episode on Afro Drops because it's great for beginners. Well, we've now got a couple of episodes from Afro Drops Live because Luke Carthy is our startup story. He's the founder of Afro Drops and he's taking us through his startup journey as it happens as we go through 2021. And you can find out more about that and all our other startup episodes if you're a beginner too at ecommercemasterplan.com/startup. But don't go there yet because we've got a great episode coming up for you where we are going to be learning some tips that will help startups, even though today's guest is someone who's been doing this for, I think it's 7 years now. And we're getting into the wonderful world of subscription, which is something which we need to cover more here on the podcast. But we've got a brilliant guest today, and we're going to be talking about getting subscribers, launching a subscription business, plenty on product development, and how to retain them. Pretty much the whole thing covered then. Before we get into that, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for brands of all kinds and sizes. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you're part of a marketing team at a multinational brand, Klaviyo will give you everything you need to create memorable marketing moments, building customer relationships that keep shoppers coming back time and time again. Get started with a free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software tool for entrepreneurs to help them start, build, and grow a business on Amazon. Helium 10 has all the tools you need to run your business in one place. No more downloading multiple apps or paying for different software. And I have an incredible offer for you. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/masterplan. That's helium10.com/masterplan. And now to introduce today's special guest. Jessica Principe is the founder of All Girl Shave Club, a razor subscription service for women. Founded in 2016, they now serve thousands of women across North America every month. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Chloe.
It's brilliant to have you here. I love exploring the world rather of subscription because it's such a fascinating subset of e-commerce. So before we get into exploring your business as it is now, how did you get started in e-commerce?
That's such a great question. So it really started as just a side hustle, just kind of something I was exploring. I was working full-time in a completely different industry, but the idea came to me in the shower as I was getting ready to shave. I was just starting to think about kind of the process of shaving and how I could make the experience better for myself, just being a natural, I guess, problem solver. And I started to kind of dream up all of these ideas of how I could make it better. At the time, there really weren't any women's shaving subscription companies in the market. There were two big players, but they were only serving men at the time. And so I started to think about how there was this gap in the marketplace and what I really wanted to see. And that was, you know, quality products that worked just as good as my husband's, if not better, but something that would be beautiful and feminine and unique and maybe even fun to use. And so being a big consumer of subscription boxes and products in general, I decided to kind of marry those two ideas and just create a subscription box business with this idea. And the idea just kind of took off. So it allowed me to leave my full-time job about a year in, and that's kind of where we are now.
Wow. So it was the completely the right side hustle to start then.
It sure was. And I, you know, I have to say I credit really running a pre-launch before I launched the business, where I validated the idea and built up an audience to make sure that it was something that the market would be interested in before I, you know, invested money or resources into launching the business.
Got you. And that pre-launch, were you measuring it via email signups, I suppose?
Exactly. Yes. I was building an audience by email list, just kind of nurturing that list, kind of engaging them, keeping them on top of mind, and also asking them what they wanted to see. What kinds of products would they want to see? How could I make the experience better for them? And I learned a lot during pre-launch.
Yeah, it's kind of, not only do you learn, yes, this is a business idea, but you start to get close to your customers and build a list ready to buy when you actually go live.
Exactly. Nobody wants to launch to crickets, right?
Oh, no. It's truly, truly tedious and just soul destroying too. But we may come back to that later. First of all, let's flip to the present day and tell us a bit about the business right now. Where are you and where are you selling to?
Yes, so I am in the East Coast of the USA, so just north of Boston, and we sell to all of the USA and Canada.
Excellent. And the product, it's shaving for ladies, but tell us a bit more.
Yes, exactly. So our core product line are our razor systems and our whipped shave butter. We do also have like a curated subscription box, so where we add like fun surprise extras into the product line. And we also have a first shave kit for young girls that are just getting started in shaving. So it kind of expands across a few different demographics, but it's been a lot of fun to evolve the line.
Wow. So which one did you start with?
We started with the razors and the shave butter. That was the original idea. And then, you know, listening to customers and what they wanted and things that they, had recommended to us, we started to explore.
Excellent. And then the others came on, I guess, as a result of customer feedback?
Totally. Exactly. Listening to those customers is number one for us.
Cool. And what platform are you running your business on?
So currently I'm running on Shopify. When I first launched the business, I was using a platform for specifically for subscription boxes called CrateJoy. And I really liked that platform when I was just getting started because it was super easy. It's made for the subscription model. So it got my start, right? But then I realized that I needed a little bit more functionality that maybe wasn't available for our hybrid model, because we do subscription and e-com. So it's kind of a hybrid there. So we migrated in 2019 to Shopify. And I love the platform.
And given you're on Shopify and you're running a subscription business, there must be at least a couple of widgets or plugins you've put in there. So what are your top picks?
Yes. So for the subscription, we do have to have an app to manage the subscription, the recurring payments, and we use Recharge for that. I really love the flexibility of it, and I highly recommend it. It's super easy to integrate. And then we've also been exploring a new one that I've been really enjoying called Rebuy. And this one specifically integrates with not just Shopify, but also with Recharge to allow in-checkout upsells for those people that are buying subscription products. So right in the on the checkout page, you can add items onto your purchase. So I'm really loving that.
Ah, very cool. Anything to up those average order values?
Yes.
Okay. And what does the team look like? Is it still just you, or have you outsourced things or have people in?
Yes. So I did. I do have contractors on my team. The first person that I hired was a VA, and she manages all of our customer service, both inbound and outbound, and supports me with just admin tasks. And then I recently hired an OBM, so an online business manager, to come in and really systematize things. And she manages all of our email marketing and content creation and just projects in general. And then I do have two fulfillment helpers. So they will come in and manage all of the fulfillment and shipping and logistics. And one of those people is actually my husband. He does it on the side. He's a firefighter full time, but on his time off, he manages the operations.
Very cool. I like it, keeping it close to home.
Totally. Yeah.
So in the office, is it just you and then these other people are working remotely?
That's right. Yep. We're all a virtual team. Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing the pandemic hasn't affected you too much on that front because people can just carry on working from where they are?
That's right. Yes. We were very lucky that everything kind of stayed status quo during the pandemic and we didn't have to worry about that type of impact.
Excellent. Yes, it's I take my hat off to anyone who has moved to a remote working system, because it's a whole other ball game to all being in the same office.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Well, look, we're not here to get into that. We're here to get into subscription. So, so Jessica, I know you're a big fan of subscriptions. So was it always obvious that it was going to be a subscription business from day one?
Yeah, it was. I really wanted to, you know, I really love the subscription model in general, and I just wanted to create something that would add convenience for my customers. I kind of was my own ideal client. I was working full time. I'm a mom to two little kids, and life was just busy and hectic. And I really wanted something that would be beautiful and convenient and fun. So subscription was definitely the way that I wanted to go. But what I didn't realize was that with the subscription model, people would be asking for that one-time store, that those shop offers, right? Like where they could just buy things one-off. So that was kind of a surprise to me that we had to kind of mold into the business. So initially it was supposed to be just subscription, but you know, over time we added that e-com solution as well.
And was that people wanting to try before they committed to a subscription, or was it people wanting to top up because the subscription wasn't delivering fast enough?
Sometimes it was just wanting to try products, but also they wanted additional products. They wanted scrubs that would go with their razors or their shave butters, or they wanted other things that we just weren't offering on subscription at the time. So that's kind of how it evolved. And then the first shave kit, of course, became a one-time purchase as well. So it just kind of evolved over customer requests. Right now, we do about 85% of our business is subscription, and 15% is the one-time purchases.
And that's not just the things that are in the subscription, it's a widening out of the range as well.
It is. Yes, it is. We do have some, you know, people can purchase replenishment blades or shave butter on their own. And it's just a little bit higher priced to do it that way rather than buying it on subscription.
Excellent. And you've mentioned the My First Shave Kit, which I think is a genius product. If I think back to my experience of that hideous, hideous time in every teenage girl's life. So I love the idea. You've made it feel like something special. So what led to the creation of that product?
That is just my biggest passion product. I love it so much. It was very, very close to my heart. Honestly, it was just thinking back to that very awkward time as a preteen or beginner teenager. In my first shave experience, it was just so awkward and so uncomfortable. And I really just wanted to create a product that would take that awkward away, make it more fun, and make it an experience that you know, parents can bond with their daughter over, you know, kind of bring them together rather than make it feel uncomfortable or weird.
And was it an obvious choice to make that a one-off rather than a subscription?
Yeah, it was, because at first I was just really testing the idea. People were telling me that they wanted something for their daughter. Was our razor the right fit? That kind of thing. And so I thought, let's just put together this very beautiful experience for them, filled with a guidebook that includes all of the tutorials and tips and tricks and lots of fun things. But they're not going to need that stuff on a recurring basis. So that was kind of the initial idea. But we are exploring a subscription later this year for replenishment blades and shave butter and things like that for the girls.
It is the case, isn't it, that subscription just forever evolves. There's always something else going on with the product.
It really does. And I truly believe that, you know, every product-based business can uncover a subscription program. There are so many different ways to integrate a subscription program in your business.
Now, one of the biggest challenges with a subscription business is maintaining the subscription, reducing the churn and making sure people don't cancel. And I wonder, just one last question on the kind of the product dev state side of things. Is that one of the reasons you've now created the subscription box that has the surprises in it every time it goes out?
Yeah, that was just kind of an answer to the idea of making it a little bit more fun. You know, sometimes there is such a thing as subscription fatigue. People get kind of bored with receiving the same thing over and over again. So this is a way to kind of combat that for sure. But churn is definitely a real thing. And so we work really hard to make sure that we're meeting our customers where they are when it comes to their life cycle. So we offer subscription frequencies that are based on their shaving habits, really. So, you know, somebody might not need a box every month. They might need one every 4 months rather than every 2 months, you know, so they can really be selective over how frequently they receive their products. And I think that has really helped in keeping churn low.
Got it. Yeah. Different people churn for different reasons, don't they? So you've got to, again, you have to listen to the customer to work out how to tackle it.
For sure.
And on the other big challenge in subscription, of course, is getting people to buy in the first place, which is, you know, obviously the same for every e-commerce business. But we often see and experience that getting someone to commit to a subscription is harder work than getting someone to commit to a one-off. So how have you gone about growing that subscriber list? Because, you know, given the numbers I read out at the beginning, you've been very successful in doing that.
Yeah, I think really, honestly, I credit that pre-launch to getting our first seed round of customers. They were really excited. They were along the journey with us and they really wanted to support us because they were invested in that pre-launch, those pre-launch efforts. They kind of felt like they had a hand in shaping the business. So I think that that was really helpful in getting that first, you know, 150 or so subscribers. And then they kind of acted as like our little mini marketing army. They were really excited about sharing it with their friends, sharing it with their family. We incentivized that right away. And so we just kind of used that natural, like organic growth strategy where we were having people refer and helping to share, spread the word. Now, because we have so much social proof, I think it's a little bit easier for us to acquire subscribers. And we also make it a really big point to make sure that people understand that they are not locked into anything, that this is truly meant to be a convenience for them and it's not a commitment. So you can cancel anytime. And we keep that really easy. Like we don't make them jump through hoops to cancel their subscription. We want them to have a good experience and to come back if they decide they want to rejoin. So that's been a major part of growing the subscription.
Making it easy to leave, counterintuitively.
Exactly. I know. It just, you think about, you know, those gym memberships that are impossible to cancel and they give all of the subscription companies a bad rap, but we do our best to stand out from that.
I think about we used to have a service in the UK called Love Film, which was a DVD subscription business. You know, you got a number of DVDs each week and, you know, so on and so forth, which I'm sure you had very similar things in the US. But the process of cancelling that was about 8 or 9 screens with everything in the world thrown at you to try and keep you on board.
Yes.
And whenever anyone talks about, you know, the ease of leaving subscription, that one always comes to my mind. Are you sure you don't want pizza? No, I don't want pizza. I want to cancel. It's just utterly bonkers. But there we go.
It really is.
So going back to the kind of the building the tribe, one of the things I always find is quite fascinating about building a tribe is that it's actually almost easier to build a tribe before you start selling to them, which is kind of crazy. You know, you talked about the pre-launch and getting people excited. Somehow getting them excited when they're not allowed it is easier than getting them excited once they've got it. Is that what you found?
I think so. Absolutely. It's that fear of missing out, right? Like they want to be a part of it before it even starts and they want to make sure that they can be first in, right? The VIP experience, the early access. I definitely think that plays into it for sure.
Have you used that tactic again when you've launched new products as you've been growing the business?
Definitely. We used it when we were launching the Shine Girl product, the first shave kit. And then we also use it sometimes when we're just launching a big sale. Like every summer we run a big shave butter sale. I don't discount shave butter very often. So when we do, we make a really big event of it. And we, you know, kind of follow the same strategy where we have them opt in to a separate email list or a segment in our instance, where they're kind of like opting in and saying, hey, I'm here for this. I want to be a part of this. And we send them nurture content leading up to the event. And then they're really excited so that the day that the event is available or it drops or they get early access, they are all like counting down with us. So that keeps that that mentality going.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about creating events on your own terms, you know, not waiting for Black Friday, but doing something yourself and really going all in.
Yes, for sure. Making a big deal about it. It's fun, especially if you don't discount often. So it makes it really exciting.
I think it's so often we just run an event and only worry about it for the couple of days it runs. And there's so much to be gained from pre-announcing.
Yes, for sure. Especially to your customers who are like your super fans, your loyalists who really want to be a part of everything that you do. Giving them something special, that early access or, you know, a surprise look or a free gift or something like that. It really keeps them wanting to come back and wanting to stay, you know, a super fan.
And what's the most exciting thing coming up in the near future for you guys?
So we actually are just launching our affiliate program. So I'm super excited about that because we poured a lot of heart into creating this program. It's not just a regular affiliate program. We're really looking at our affiliates as though they are part of our team and not just a traffic source for us. So we've got some fun things cooked up like happy hours quarterly where we actually train and help provide training and resources for them to make the most of being an affiliate and lots of fun things like that. So I'm excited to see how that does.
I find it interesting that you're calling it an affiliate program because I think we're in this space at the moment where some people would say that sounds like a partnership or an influencer program. And it sounds like with everything you've got planned that you're pulling in the best of various worlds to make that affiliate program work. So for you, why are you thinking of it, I suppose, as an affiliate program first and foremost?
I feel like exactly what you just said, it really is a partnership. It's a win-win for both of us. I really respect and value content creators who have the talent and ability to build an audience. And, you know, I respect their efforts and their work. It's hard and it's not something that, you know, we can easily replicate on our side. So it really is a partnership and we want our affiliates to feel like they are part of the team and that they are, you know, just as important as anybody else on our team and that they're part of the brand. So we're going to see how it does.
And I'd say having recently recorded a whole series of episodes about affiliate marketing, understanding that you have to build a partnership with your affiliates is essential for success. So I think it's going to be interesting and do let us know how you get on with it all.
I will. I can't wait to tune in.
So Jessica, with everything you've learned over the last, five, six, nearly 7 years now of running the business, is there one piece of advice you give to anyone out there who's thinking of running or is in the early stages of running a subscription business to make sure it's successful?
Absolutely. My number one tip is to build or have a strong pre-launch, to really work on building that audience ahead of time, really nurturing them and taking good care of them so that when you launch, you have an audience that are of buyers who are really excited. They're not just there for the sale, but they're super excited to support and to engage with your brand. So I think that that is the number one thing that you need to do. And it's often overlooked because so many people want to jump right into creating the custom boxes or the pretty things, but they don't want to put in the time to do the pre-launch. And I think that's just so important.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Success in 2021 means building stronger relationships with your customers. Last year saw a lot of consumers switching to buy online, leading to surges in new customer acquisition. So how are you planning on turning your new first-time buyers into profitable repeat customers? Well, that's what Klaviyo is for. Klaviyo helps businesses create memorable marketing moments through email, SMS, and personalized website experiences. And that is what creates repeat purchases. That's why Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform, is used by over 50,000 e-commerce brands around the world. Get started with your free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software tool for entrepreneurs to help them start, build, and grow a business on Amazon. Whether you're just starting or are several years into e-commerce, it is a must-have tool for your business, and I have an incredible offer for you. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/masterplan. That's helium10.com/masterplan.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our business to the next level. And Jessica, you've given us so many of these already. Are you ready to provide us with even more?
So ready.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
So anytime I ever have a roadblock in my business, I find that 99% of the time I am my own bottleneck, and it's usually a mindset issue. So for that reason, I recommend reading Believe It by Jamie Kern Lima. She is the founder of IT Cosmetics, and she started the company right in her apartment, but then ended up selling it to L'Oreal for over $1 billion. So it's mostly mindset, but there's some business strategies, you know, sprinkled in as well. And I loved that book.
She clearly knows mindset. It has to be said if she achieved that exit. Okay. The traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
So right now, our number one traffic source are Facebook and Instagram paid ads. But I will say that don't discount using YouTube influencers, because that is really one of the things that put us on the map early on. We collaborated with a YouTube influencer who had about 60,000 subscribers, and she did a little video for us, and we gained hundreds of subscribers from that video. So definitely YouTube influencers.
And the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Yes, we live and breathe by Asana. If it's not in Asana, it doesn't happen. So we definitely use Asana all the time. And we also like Voxer for quick little check-ins. It's like a walkie-talkie app.
Oh, very cool. Okay, the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
I would definitely say consistency is the number one thing for this stage. It's really easy to get distracted by every shiny new object, but if you've made it to 100 orders per month, you can easily get to 1,000 orders per month by just staying consistent and focusing on the things that have worked to get you there. For example, email marketing, I knew it was important for us when we were first starting out, but I wasn't as consistent with it as I should have been. And when I made the, you know, decision to focus on email marketing every single week, it grew my business in droves. So I definitely recommend just staying consistent.
Excellent advice. Yes, it's so easy to keep flitting from one idea to another, whereas actually commitment is, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Consistent commitment makes so much sense. Right, Jessica, before we say goodbye, would you like to let the listeners know where they can find you and your business, please?
Yes. So my business can be found at allgirlshaveclub.com or at allgirlshaveclub on Facebook or Instagram.
And it's clear that you're very into subscription. And I believe you're currently running a bit of a passion project to help other people become subscription businesses or improve. Could you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Yes, I believe that every product-based business has a subscription program in them. And I absolutely love helping other product entrepreneurs uncover their perfect subscription program. So for any of your listeners who are interested in starting or adding a subscription to their existing business, I have a free checklist. They can access it at jessicaprincipe.com/quickstart.
Excellent. We will make sure that is in the show notes. So thank you so much for that. I know that's going to help some people too. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Master Plan podcast today. It's been very cool hanging out with you, and you have shared a lot that I know is going to help people. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
It's always so nice to visit the world of subscription. I must have more subscription guests here on the podcast because, like Jessica says, there's a lot we can all learn from them, but also most businesses have a subscription opportunity there. Lots of interesting advice there from Jessica too around, you know, the importance of really kind of previewing things and pre-launching things, whether it's like your annual sale or whether it's something as cool as launching a whole brand new product or a whole brand new business. Getting people excited pays so many dividends, but so often we never quite get around to it and it gets missed as we just try and get things live. You can get your hands on the notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to everything we've been discussing by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. And the reason why we had Jessica on the show today is because she's one of the people who works with one of our e-commerce master plan crew members. She works with the Klaviyo queen, Jessica Totillo Costa. Yes, two Jessicas. And if you've not heard about the crew before, they are a group of awesome consultants and doers of e-commerce stuff, e-commerce marketing, e-commerce advice, who I've pulled together to help you guys to grow your businesses. So if you want to find out a bit about the crew and a bit about the awesome Jessica Totillo Costa, then head to ecommercemasterplan.com/crew. If you like this episode and you're a bit intrigued about that world of affiliates and those episodes I mentioned, they have been put live on my Keep Optimizing podcast. So if you go to keepoptimizing.com and go to topics we've covered, you will find our affiliate marketing episodes, and those will help you explore the wonderful world, or the potentially wonderful world, of affiliate marketing if you approach it in the right way, because they are live right now. Thank you for tuning in to this and every episode of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their businesses. So please, please, please tell the other e-commerce business owners you know, because I would love to help them as well. I hope you have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.